from Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, May 14th. Coming up, we'll learn about how the recent designation of a new reservation in Illinois has drawn optimism and uncertainty in the community surrounding the new nation. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A NASA program launched to help U.S. farmers marked its first anniversary this spring. IPM's Jim Meadows reports for Harvest Public Media that the goal of NASA Acres is to develop satellite-based data into forms that farmers can use.
NASA Acres director Alyssa Whitcraft grew up in a family of winemakers, and at a University of Illinois symposium, she pointed out that there's often a gap between the scientists gathering the data and the farmers who use it. She says winemakers, for example, are not necessarily interested in higher moisture levels in vineyards for bigger yields.
If you put too much water and you maximize yield, you're going to have bad wine. And so it's sort of like engineering the solution to a problem that nobody asked for.
Whitcraft says NASA Acres research projects include tracking nitrogen levels in crops and monitoring fields to see the impact of no-till farming. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker continues to distance himself from budget strategies of the past. Alex Degman has this.
Pritzker responded to questions about a memo his office sent last week. It said there's pushback in the legislature to some of Pritzker's ideas to raise revenue, so heads of state agencies should prepare to have a collective $800 million less to work with. Pritzker said that's true, and they're not going back to fund sweeping or shorting pensions.
Whatever happens here, we're not going to overspend. We're not going to, start sweeping dollars from accounts that had been done before I became governor. We're not going to go back to the old practices of, making us a credit-unworthy state.
Lawmakers hope to wrap up their spring session by the end of next week. I'm Alex Degman.
Servals are a species of wildcat native to Africa. In the past year, there have been at least two incidents of servals on the loose in Illinois, including one in Decatur last fall. Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports that has prompted lawmakers to introduce a bill that would ban the ownership of servals and other wild animals.
The bill adds several animals, servals, caracals, kangaroos, and wallabies, to the list of wild animals currently banned in Illinois. It also bans the ownership of any hybrid of these animals, but people who currently own hybrids can keep them. The bill's sponsor is Democratic Representative Daniel Dydek from Buffalo Grove.
The reality is more and more people are trying to buy these animals, and it's something we have to be responsive to.
Dydek says these animals are not domesticated and can be hostile to humans. The bill passed the Illinois House and was re-referred to assignments after the first Senate reading. I'm Alyssa Eaton, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini football team named Corey Parker the new defensive backs coach yesterday. Parker joins the Illini after 2 years as the defensive backs coach at Toledo. Before that, Parker was the head high school football coach at River Rouge High School in Michigan, where he led the team to a 2019 state title. Parker played college football at Eastern Michigan in the early 2000s. Still to come, we'll learn about how the designation of a new reservation in Illinois has drawn optimism and uncertainty in the community surrounding the new nation. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with six up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all six episodes of The Roots of Comedy with Passport starting May 24th ahead of the broadcast premiere in June.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The recent designation of a new reservation in Illinois has drawn optimism and uncertainty in the community surrounding the new nation. Maria Gardner-Lara has more.
The village of Chabanas, of less than 900 residents, is adorned with nods to the American Indian Nation that once dominated in the area. The village itself was named after Chief Chabanas, who was the head of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. But due to a mix of treaties and what the federal government has recognized as the nation's claim of theft, they were pushed off the land in the 1800s. Today, there's construction happening on the village's main street. They're seeking to attract new businesses to fill the empty storefronts and woo visitors. Joshua Snyder is the owner of Up Realty.
Hi.
He says he hasn't heard much about the new reservation, but mostly favors it. In April, the U.S. Department of the Interior granted the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation sovereignty rights over 130 acres of land located in DeKalb County. This is just a small portion of their claim to over 1,200 acres, which mostly is located in what is now the Illinois Chabanas Lake State Park. Now, there's a state bill that would transfer the park to the nation, since most of the former reservation lies under the state's jurisdiction. Snyder says he supports the proposal.
First, you don't use state resources on maintaining it or anything. They can potentially build it up and do whatever they want with it to increase revenue and tourist attractions.
The reservation contains a farm and two houses, located in a small cul-de-sac in a neighborhood of less than 24 homes. Some of those folks say they have fear and uncertainty for what's to come. Don Comis has lived in his home for over 4 years.
It could be anything, hotels, and if you look at this neighborhood, it's pretty much rural, country. I don't know what you want to say, but we don't want to see change.
The cluster of houses actually has a suburban look, though it's surrounded by farmland on one side and a golf course on another. And news reports and village trustees say proposals for building a casino or a bingo hall have been scrapped since gambling sites have propped up nearby in Rockford and Aurora. Other ideas include building a heritage museum and a lodge. He opposes a state bill to transfer the state park to the nation.
We hate to see the park change. That's the reason we moved here, so we can enjoy the park.
The nation's chairman, Joseph Rubnik, has publicly said if they do become owners of the park, visitors wouldn't notice much of a difference. He says the nation would pursue agreements with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to manage the park. And Comis is concerned about what's to come of his property.
They were trying to tie our titles into the reservation, basically. Right now, I don't know if that's on the table or not. They keep changing and nobody informs us. We would like to be informed of what's going on.
There's not much movement on the federal bill reintroduced by Congressman Chuy Garcia and co-sponsored by Representative Lauren Underwood that would compensate the nation for over 1,000 acres of land that was wrongfully taken from the nation with an initial payment of $10 million. The bill would also entitle the nation to continue to purchase land that was once part of the reservation. For Chabanas Village trustees, they recognize there's a lot of uncertainty, but overall say they're optimistic the reservation will have a positive impact. Here's trustee Allison Kibb Probst.
Having those other entities, whether it's the Potawatomi or just other entities in the village to work with and provide more opportunities and resources for the community and everybody is really what we're trying to do.
She says the park, under their ownership, with any development they build on it, can only benefit the town and could bring in outside revenue from visitors.
Being able to bring those people who are coming out here to the state park and potentially whatever else may come along, to be able to bring them into within the village and, you know, have more shops or businesses that can provide services to those people.
The support for the state bill to transfer the park to the nation has grown since the federal designation, though State Representative Bradley Fritz, who represents the area, opposes the state measure.
Once that land becomes reservation land, we as the state of Illinois and the General Assembly, we do not have any authority over that land anymore.
Since the federal designation of the 130 acres, the tribal nation hired a consultant to work on next steps. In the meantime, village leaders will continue to seek ways to attract investments in the area. I'm Maria Garner Lara.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 70 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, Alyssa Eaton, Colin Highslope, and Maria Gardner-Lara. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.